November 30th, Monday. How is the dining table culture in your home? Among the foreigners whom I knew was a Baptist doctor. The husband was the doctor and his wife was a missionary. They did missions in hospitals. When I was an assistant pastor, they invited me to their home. When I arrived, I realized that they were completely different. The husband was cooking while the wife and I were conversing. In Korea, that would be viewed as a big deal. Intrigued by this scene, I jokingly asked, "In Korea, men never cook, but how is it that your husband does?" The husband gave a very simple yet profound answer. "This is my wife's time to talk with you. That's why I'm preparing dinner." I was surprised the second time. Most Koreans will prepare an abundance of food only to say that they haven't prepared enough. With that last statement, they'll also say to eat heartily. However, the husband placed a few dishes on the table and told me to choose what I wanted to have. Afterward, their children came and ate with us. After finishing dinner, he naturally began to ask his children some questions. Each child shared a story related to God's word. They ended their conversation with prayer. For us, we usually pray before our meal, but for them, they prayed after dinner and left the table. As you can see, the dining table culture can vary. World evangelization from the dining table. Esther chapter 4, verse 16. "Go gather all the Jews to be found in Susa and hold a fast on my behalf, and do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. I and my young women will also fast as you do. Then I will go to the king, though it is against the law, and if I perish, I perish." Esther went to the king during an extreme crisis. In order to save the Israelites, she invited the king to a meal. In the Bible, there are many records of the works of world evangelization that took place at the dining table. Therefore, there are those who are dining missionaries, food healing missionaries, and healing missionaries who make and handle food for world evangelization. How can world evangelization take place from the dining table? Number one, all life takes place at the dining table. Important meetings take place at the dining table. Even Jesus' first ministry took place at a wedding feast. Jesus even gave his final message at the dining table. Like so, all life begins and ends at the dining table. That's why you have to think about what kind of message is needed at the dining table. Number two, world evangelization that takes place at the dining table. Even crises in life were resolved at the dining table. Having gained authority, Haman devised a wicked plan to annihilate the Jewish people, and even received the king's decree to do so. Esther, who had yet to reveal that she was Jewish, invited the king to her dining table in order to block Haman's evil scheme. Food industry professionals must see the future and possess expertise. Restaurants must accommodate everyone with welcoming signs and a customer-friendly ordering system. In order to accomplish this, begin the prayer of 24 hours. Expertise that is sufficient to fulfill world evangelization is called the answer of 24 hours. Dear God, please grant me the blessing of fulfilling world evangelization through the dining table at home and in the field. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ.